What does that mean? Welcome back. 1049 in the zone. Pat and I were just comparing notes on our sleeping last night. I slept like a champ last night, Matt. I was sleeping so hard, I actually had a dream that I got Botox.
I thought you looked a little different this morning.
I know. In my dream, I was really puffy looking. It was quite strange.
I slept good last night also.
It's like a dead man. Pat had
struggling over here.
Pat had some issues.
My AC breaks.
Out.
So I wake up.
Hey, could have been worse.
I could not have any. My fan could have broken too. You're right.
Well, you could have had a pipe break.
Yeah, and then I wake up, and it was just like in the movies. I took one step in the hallway and squish. And I'm looking. I'm like, oh, there's a little water there. I'm like, did I spill something? I didn't realize it and left it. And then I follow the trail.
Why is it so wet? Why does it smell like pee in here?
And it was the worst feeling because I kept following the puddle line, and then I opened one door, and this water filled. Thank God the only thing I keep on the floor is shoes.
Yeah.
Because nothing was ruined.
You're a renter, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank God you're not a homeowner, because that kind of thing would probably have me working.
It's no fun. I've been there. I've woken up to a kitchen and living room full of water before. It sucks.
Well, you know what, guys? I really don't care what it would have been like, because right now, it sucks.
It's a good thing you're not doing an endorsement for your apartment complex.
No, I know. But listen, I appreciate, if I was an owner, blah, blah, blah. But you know what?
I'm actually thinking about going back to being a renter. There's some upside there.
Yeah, I'm on it. I mean,
it's not fun.
Yeah, I know.
Either way,
it's inconvenient, definitely.
Yeah, it's not fun either way, whether I owned it or someone else did. You know what I think I need to do, though, boys? Matty T.
Yeah, I do.
You're an owner. Ride Out Lumber Company is probably who I need to go see, because those folks can get it done. In addition to Ride Out Lumber Company, I was very happy that, you know, it wasn't ruined in the great flood of 2014. My New Balance shoes. I'm not even joking. There was like a big dry spot right under where my New Balance were. It was amazing. It was fantastic. And only could have been done because of how special New Balance is. They made the right way. Made right in our backyard. They'll measure your foot size, width, pressure points. Make sure your arch is supported and your shoes fit for your comfort. They also fit you for some custom orthotics. Bring New Balance to your game. Golf shoes, tennis shoes, cross training, hiking, running, walking, work. Yeah, you name it. They've got it. 13900 Cantrell Road in Little Rock. You can go see Eric, plus his location in Hot Springs and Rogers. It is New Balance, helping you with foot pain, knee pain, lower back pain, and the rest. It's our party, we can say it.
I don't know if Orlando Scandrick is a big fan of Miley Cyrus.
No question.
But he likes to dance with Molly and do whatever he wants, according to a report that came out in the last couple of days. Cowboys will have to do without the veteran cornerback. Played all 16 games last year, one of the few guys that stayed healthy through the season. He's been suspended for the first four games of the season for violating the NFL drug policy. Drank a cocktail that included Molly. Most people, I guess it's similar to the ecstasy, I guess. Same deal, same drug, same stimulant that's in there.
MDMA.
And another stimulant that's in there. He says he'd like to apologize to his children, his family, the Jones family, my coaches, my teammates, and my fans. Failing a drug test is far out of my character, and although I never knowingly took a performance-enhancing drug / banned stimulant while on vacation in Mexico, I take full responsibility for what goes in my body, and more importantly, for the embarrassment of a drug failed test. A failed drug test. Sorry. Maybe I'm on Molly. Anyway, so
here's my problem with that.
I've been able to go to Mexico about 12 times in my life, and I've never done ecstasy in Mexico. I never accidentally had Molly stuck in my drink that I'm wearing.
No, his girl was like, hey, try this. It's really good when you drink.
Yeah, remember how awesome it was last night? It's way better now.
Here's the problem with that. I'm not condoning it at all. But if you consider that a PED in the context that he took it, okay, because that is not a PED.
No, that's an SED. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but probably so,
it's gonna enhance something, yeah. But it ain't going to enhance your performance. Although it is a PED of sorts. It depends what kind of performance we're talking about. Yeah, he was trying to perform in another way.
If now, this is the same stuff that the kids were on when I was in high school, they were the weird kids with, like pacifiers in their mouths.
Exactly.
Doesn't it make you want to... I guess it makes you want to... gives you an oral fixation for some reason.
Makes you want to hook up with a chick and turn on a black light from what I've seen from these rave parties, these crazy kids.
But it should be looked at as a recreational drug use, and so it should be treated the same as if he failed any other, whether it's cocaine, marijuana.
Well, I think it probably is.
PCP, opium, but LSD.
You get hit harder with PED.
Special K.
If I'm not mistaken, if you fail a drug test, like a recreational drug test in the NFL, you have to go to their...
Fake counseling?
Their counseling program, and you get put on probation. You don't get hit with four games right off the top.
So you're saying this is...
caught smoking weed.
So this is treated the same as like if you're taking steroids.
Yeah, which...
I didn't realize that.
It shouldn't be. That's what the whole PED...
I agree with that.
It should be strictly... And I don't understand. He must have gone through an appeals process because, well, it was in April.
Yeah. Which is a nice time to be in Mexico, I'm just saying.
Uppers, downers, bang, pow.
Think about it.
That is weird. I guess I didn't realize that, Pat. That's a good point. And I don't know if this is his first time running afoul of the drug laws in the or the drug rules in the
Which still is, I
NFL.
Just don't understand how they don't have testing to understand what the difference is. And unless he's lying and he did take it for some kind of performance enhancing training situation.
Yeah, keeps you up all night, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe there is something.
Is there a
in
benefit
there.
To like bring? Is there a benefit to bringing glow sticks on the field?
I don't think so. They don't play any NFL games under a black light, I don't think. But if they did, he's definitely on the All-Star team. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I had not thought about that facet to it, and I didn't see anywhere where it was looked at strictly because he says performance enhancing drugs / banned stimulant while on vacation. But I think you're right. I mean, that definitely leads me to believe that this was looked at as a stimulant. In the way that something else in that regard would
Which
be.
Which is odd. I've never looked at it like, well,
I've never
in
thought
the context of sports.
Being an athlete, right, exactly. Not so good news either for Cleveland Browns quarterbacks coach Dow Loggins, who's a former Razorback clipboard holder. He had to wear the visor of shame. I don't know if you heard about this. I sent you the story, so I know you did.
Yes.
Loggins had to wear the modern-day dunce cap for a day, during the team's spring work. I'm waiting for someone else to say something so I can pass it along to the next guy, he said Tuesday. His comments on the hat came during the first media appearance since he set the internet afire by revealing on an Arkansas radio station the inner workings of the Browns on draft night. The former quarterback told the station that as teams kept bypassing Johnny Manziel in the first round, the quarterback texted him and told Loggins to have the Browns pick him so they could, quote, wreck this league together. Loggins said he forwarded the text to Mike Pettine and the owner, Jimmy Haslam, and the Browns immediately drafted Johnny Football. The story didn't exactly jibe with what the Browns had said about Haslam not really being involved in the draft. So Mike Pettin, the head coach, says he paid his penance for that. Hmm. He learned a valuable lesson. But he's trying to sort of move on from that. But he had
that whole Cleveland draft, they could do a whole small film about that.
Mm-hmm.
What the?
They should. They should call it The Draft, and Kevin Costner could star.
Well, there's a homeless man... told the owner to draft Johnny Manziel,
that's
according
right.
to Sal Palantoni.
Well, that apparently wasn't involved. It was actually a quarterback's coach that told him to draft him.